General Othello's testimony before the Senate of Venice to defend himself against the charge of witchcraft, in particular of bewitching Desdemona, the daughter of Senator Brabantio. Most potent, grave, and reverend signors, my very noble and approved good masters, that I have taken away this good man's daughter, it is most true. True. I've married her. The very head and front of my offending at this extent no more. Rude am I in my speech, and little blessed with a soft phrase of peace, for since these arms of mine had 7 years pith, till now some 9 moons wasted, they have used their dearest action in the tented field. And little of this great world can I speak more than pertains to feats of broil and battle, and therefore little shall I grace my cause in speaking for myself. Yet by your gracious patience, I will a round unvarnished tale deliver of my whole course of love. What drugs, what charms, what conjuration, and what mighty magic. For such proceeding I am charged withal. Her father loved me, oft invited me, still questioned me, the story of my life from year to year, the battles, sieges, fortunes I've passed. I ran it through even from my boyish days to the very moment he bade me tell it, wherein I spoke of most disastrous chances, of moving accidents by flood and field, of hairbreadth escapes in the imminent deadly breach, of being taken by the insolent foe and sold to slavery, of my redemption thence, importance of my travels history, wherein of Andres vast and deserts idle, rough quarries, rocks, and hills whose heads touch heaven. It was my hint to speak, and such was the process. And of the cannibals that each other eat, the anthropophagi, men whose heads do grow beneath their shoulders. This to hear would Desdemona seriously incline. But still the house affairs would draw her thence, whichever she could with haste dispatch. She'd come again with a greedy ear, devour up my discourse, which I observing took once a pliant hour and found good means to draw from her a prayer of earnest heart, that I would all my pilgrimage dilate, whatever by parcel she had something heard, but not intentively. I did consent, and often did beguile her of her tears when I did speak of some distressful stroke my youth suffered. My story being done, she gave me for my pains a world of tears. She swore in faith 'twas strange, 'twas passing strange, 'twas pitiful, 'twas wondrous pitiful. She wished she had not heard it. And yet she wished that heaven had made for her such a man. She thanked me and bade me, if I had a friend that loved her, I should but teach him how to tell my story, and that would woo her. Upon this hint I spoke. She loved me for the dangers I have passed, and I loved her that she did pity them. This only is the witchcraft I have used.